Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Welcome, friends. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. It is good to have you with us on Hump Day. And here's what we're doing today. I forgot. No, here's what we're doing today. As you probably know, if you follow the show, I was out for a while with COVID. And to be honest with you, it wasn't that bad. To be brutally honest with you, the second Moderna shot made me a lot sicker than COVID made me. My COVID symptoms were like a mild to moderate cold. Lingering issues... there was a week-long period or so where at night my temperature would go up 2 degrees higher than it usually is, but that's totally normal when your body is dealing with an infection. The feeling like everything is moving along fine, and then you run into a brick wall of fatigue. That's happened to me twice since being released from isolation. I actually stayed in isolation longer than I had to, just to be doubly sure, because I didn't want to infect anybody, you know? It was just, and I was tired. So, there have been two occasions where the fatigue hit me, but there are a lot of occasions where I'm forgetting stuff, and I have to write stuff down, or I am going to forget it. I like make a list at the beginning of every day of things I have to do. Like, number one, piss off Tim Wenger. Okay, that's always top of the list. Number two, piss off Pasquale Maggiore. And then I cross it off because that wouldn't work well. Number three, say something nice about Tom Puckett because he's the soul of the newsroom in the afternoon. There's a whole list of things that I have to do. So I'm curious what your long haul symptoms are like, because here I am, and this is why I love this show, because I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to get a lot of calls on COVID brain. Well, there's many of you who have symptoms long haul that are different than my memory situation. You've got your own thing going on. And it's not fair for me to just say, well, if you've got brain fatigue or brain fog, I'd like to hear your brain fog. Well, I mean, if you've got a brain fog story, that's great. But you might be somebody who hasn't been able to taste or smell anything. I know a nurse who's in that situation. And again, in her situation, it might not be a bad thing. And if you're currently in a home with somebody with COVID, how freaked out are you? Because, look, I thoroughly believe everybody at some point is going to get some form of COVID, and I'm never going to know. I think they wrote something in the paper, but I'm never going to know if the Delta variant was just mild or whether the vaccine prevented me from ending up in the hospital. I will never know that. Nobody will ever know that. All I will know is I wasn't that sick acutely, but I've never had a cold that messed up my memory like this, all right? I mean, I'm serious. I can laugh about it and I can joke about it because I don't think it's going to be a rest of my life situation. And frankly, this is not the first time where I've had memory issues. And I've talked about this on the air. The heart surgery, there are significant parts of my life I do not remember. And that's a very, very common thing with open heart surgery. It's very common. And if you survived COVID and you've got lingering symptoms, that probably is a reason why 52% of the people who are COVID survivors, even mild cases, are prone to depression. I mean, some of it is maybe post-traumatic stress. For me, the COVID reminded me of the period after the open heart surgery in terms of, here I am on the couch for the 10th straight day. Crap, this is bringing back some weird feelings. So, you know, again, we're all different, and we've all got a different experience in life on which to draw. I talked to a fellow last week, now this I remember, who was recovering from open heart surgery. I think he had quad bypass, actually, a month ago. And I asked him if the depression had hit yet, and he said no. And that's something they don't tell you about in the hospital a lot, and they really should do a better job of educating patients that it's not unusual. And if there's no, it's not your fault. It doesn't mean you're a mental patient. It is just something biochemically and stress that can cause you to be depressed. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. I mean, and the same thing, I'm sure, with COVID. And we're going to find out from callers what their long-term situations are. Like Tracy in beautiful Marilla. And I still have to get the Kodiak Jacks because, you know, stuffed peppers are really good for my heart. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Great, I think.
So I'm starting to wonder and question now. I've been hearing you talk about this for the past week or so because I had COVID in November. But my brain is just, this past month has been so bad that I have to set alarms and always write things down. And it's even just this past week, I can tell you I've overdrafted my bank account, forgot to pay a bill, left groceries at the store, almost forgot to take the dog to the vet 20 minutes before his appointment, and forgot to put the baby's car seat in the car in the house for my husband 3 times. It's been really bad, and I don't know if it's COVID related or just because.
Okay, Don. This is interesting. Now, obviously, I'm not a doctor, nor am I a lawyer, nor am I a veterinarian or a zoologist. But it only started 10 months after COVID.
Well, I mean, it could have been sooner, but not as bad as where it's so noticeable now, where so many things are happening so close together.
Are you particularly stressed out right now? Because sometimes that can do it.
But I always am. I mean, like, yeah. 2 kids. My husband works second shift, so I'm on my own, and there's more going on at work. But like I said, I can turn around to do something and say, what the hell did I just turn around for? Yeah, you know, people walk in a room and forget why, but I literally just turn around and say, oh, my God.
How many times have you lost your cell phone in the house?
I often don't know where it is, but I don't care. I kind of like that. I have to have my husband call. That's all the time. I don't think about that with this. It could be. But someone that cares about my phone.
May I ask how old a person you are?
I'm 41.
Have you ever had like an MRI of your brain?
What's that?
Have you ever had an MRI of your brain?
I did years ago because I have migraines, and back then they said my brain was perfect.
Okay. All right. I think what everybody would like me to tell you is you should probably talk to your doctor about it and maybe get a neurological workup. I mean, what's amazing to me, maybe it shouldn't be, but I think of the long haul people as people who changed soon after the COVID, and those changes haven't gone away. You were fine right after the COVID, and only about 10 months after the COVID, 11 months after the COVID, did you start to have these issues?
Yes, I'm starting to wonder if it has to do with that or not.
Or could it also be the fact that we all get more forgetful as we age? You know, I mean, having this is probably the same way a dog goes through life, you know, walking into a room and then forgetting why they're there.
Right.
Unless there's a pizzle stick. And if you want to look that up on the internet, you may. I saw it on a dog toy ingredient. Pizzle, P-I-Z-Z-L-E. And I vowed I'd never touch one again. interesting. So, what do you think? You know yourself better than anybody else.
I'm sorry. I lost you.
What do you think is going on with your memory?
I do. I feel like stress is a lot of it, but the fact that it's so bad, I feel like it could be something else, but I don't know.
And are you getting enough sleep?
No, but I have never gotten enough sleep either. So that's why these are all not new things, like me not sleeping and, you know, stress are all things that have always been in my life. I'm lucky if I get 3 or 4 hours of sleep. Maybe it's adding up and because I'm getting older.
Yeah, I mean, there. You know what? Obviously, you know what I am not. But you definitely want to talk to your doctor about this. Maybe it's related to COVID. Maybe it's just the fact that, you know, a natural part of the aging process is you start to forget stuff. You know, CRS syndrome. Can't remember, you know, what the final word of that would be.
Yeah, I was also diagnosed with chronic fatigue many, many years ago. So it's like that. I can't also say if it's COVID or not. But there's times I'm driving and my eyes literally just will not stay open where I'm just like praying to God, please just let me get home because I got my kids in the car. My eyes are so heavy.
Oh, that's encouraging. Wow. Well, please be careful. I mean, what's interesting to me is, you know, the stories you're sharing about the migraines and, you know, when this started and how stressful your life is. And the more stressful your life is, the more forgetful you become. Are you a perfectionist by any chance?
Yeah, unfortunately, to a certain extent. And I can't get my house clean because of my kids. And like that really drives me crazy.
Okay. Being a perfectionist can also lead you to become forgetful because you become so overwhelmed with the fact that your house isn't perfect that it's a stressor.
Yeah.
My dear, I wish you the best, but I would be remiss if I did not strongly encourage you to talk with your doctor to try to figure out what's going on, you know, whether it's COVID or whether it's just something, whether it's something normal for you or what.
Yeah, I have to wait now until next month because my appointment they canceled because the PA had left. Another PA had left. I don't know what's going on with that doctor, but they're all leaving. So.
Well, maybe, frankly, maybe it could be vaccine mandates. And then sometimes people just get better job offers.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call, Tracy.
Thanks, Tom. Take care.
All right. Okay. Anybody else out there? I'm kind of curious now. She got over COVID, but she didn't get the brain fog until 10 or 11 months after COVID. Anybody else like that in this entire audience? Because my brain fog came with COVID, and I'm told, give or take, 90 days, and I should be back to normal. But right now, I got to tell you, it's a pain in the butt. But for some of you, you've got other things going on, like that whole smell and taste thing, which can really be an aggravation. So what are you going through long term with COVID? And if you're in a house right now where somebody has COVID, how freaked out are you about getting COVID and what are you doing to make sure that doesn't happen? Frankly, in some situations, I don't know if there's a lot you can do to keep it from happening. Here is Rhonda in Depew on WBEN. Rhonda, hi.
Good afternoon, Tom. How are you?
Yes, ma'am. I think I remember your name is Rhonda. We wrote that down.
So this May of 2019, my husband, I had to take him to the hospital because he had blue lips.
Ew.
And then his cheeks turned blue, and I ended up taking him to the hospital, and they intubated him within half an hour of being in the ER. Just a little bit of history. He had the same type of cancer as Jim Kelly, and throughout the 10 years that he was still a survivor, he would get pneumonia repeatedly. Only throughout those 10 years, he got the same symptoms every single time. And we knew he was getting pneumonia, and we immediately got him treated for it. So this time, there was no symptom except he kept saying, I'm having a hard time breathing. And he would only say that every, you know, when he would get up and walk and whatever. Anyway, I got him to the hospital, and he passed away 2 days later. But during that, the time after his wake, which was 2 days after that, I had started to get a cough. And for about a month and a half after he passed away, I had a cough. I had phlegm. I couldn't sleep on my back because I would get that that phlegmy sound in my throat. And
did you get tested?
I did not because they did not know about COVID at that time, apparently.
Oh, yeah, May 19. Yeah, yeah.
2019. Now, shortly after that, once the cough is...
May I interrupt and tell you something? That your case and your timeline kind of echoes a friend of mine who has a family member who had the exact same symptoms, except the family member was a young man, and his organs actually began to shut down. Now, everybody's first response was, whoa, that must have been an early COVID case. Yet, there's no trace of COVID. There was never a trace of COVID in that young man's body. So there are other respiratory infections going that have been going around since the beginning of time other than COVID, which might have been causing that. And again, I'm not a doctor, but what do you think?
Correct. But after his wake, I seem to have lost my sense of taste and didn't know anything about COVID back then, so didn't attribute it to anything. Now, it's been 2.5 years, and I just, within the last 2 months, got my taste back.
There's no getting around the loss of taste and the loss of smell, which you didn't have, are two real big indicators of COVID. So are you somebody who believes, and I believe that COVID was here a long time before people said it was here? I can't prove that.
Right, and I can't prove that either, especially since he was cremated, so there's nothing I can, there's no testing or anything that he could have done. And by the time, now I actually went out to dinner with my physician, who is my friend, and she, we had gone and had, she ordered pickles with deep fried pickles. And I took one to taste it. Now I could sense the taste of the breading. I could not taste the pickle.
Jeez.
And that's when she said, I'm sending you for a COVID, antibody test. Well, of course, there was no reason to have the antibody. I mean, there was no antibodies because it had been over 2 years. So I don't have any antibodies. I just lost my sense of taste.
I wonder if it's too late for a PCR test because that can detect like tiny little fragments. I'm not sure if too much time has passed or not. You might ask your physician about the PCR test and whether that would pick up the antibodies this long after what happened. My dear, before I let you go, I want to thank you for confiding in me and calling the show. And I also want to express my very, very deepest condolences on the death of your husband. I know it's been 2 years, but I know he's always going to be a part of you.
You got that right.
Yeah, he's never going to go away. And I'm sure there are horrible, lonely nights for you. And I wish you the very, very best. And I thank everybody who's listening to us right now is also thinking some good thoughts for you and hope that you can find some happiness in your life.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I'm sure your friends make you happy, but there's something to be said for having somebody in your life that you can always count on. So
always something missing every day.
I can't even begin to imagine. Amen. And just be well, okay?
All right. Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you, my dear.
Bye-bye.
You get to a certain point in life, it might be in your 30s, some of you in your 20s, and you realize that life is, it's a fleeting thing. You know people who've died of murder, people who've died of suicide, overdoses, motor vehicle accidents, gunshot accidents, cancers, other diseases, and you get to a point in life. Some of you gain the wisdom before others gain the wisdom where you do understand that you're not around forever and you have to enjoy the good times, not to go back to the final dialogue of The Sopranos, but think of the good times and enjoy every good time you possibly can because tomorrow isn't guaranteed for any of us,
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, Christopher Cross. And Michael McDonald sings background vocals on this track. And I was wondering over the weekend, how much did they pay Michael McDonald to dub those vocals in this song? This album is just magnificently produced, by the way. Anyway, it is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. And remember the first time you saw, before the internet, like, you didn't know what people looked like. And Christopher Cross's, the front of his album was a flamingo or something, you know, standing on one leg. And then you saw him on TV. It's like, whoa, is this Meatloaf? No, it's Christopher Cross. And anyway, how's it going? It's Bowerly. And we have a few things. And this is, look, this is an organic show. Hopefully it's an orgasmic show for many of you. I can only pray. Orgasmic and pray in the same sentence. Very interesting. So anyway, we're talking about the whole COVID situation from many, many different angles. Do you, Al Franken, do you have long-term symptoms from the virus? And my own personal experience is, look, I got the Moderna shots. I do not believe in vaccine mandates on this vaccine for a very simple reason, because the long-term data are not available. Maybe in 3 years, I'd support the mandates, but not right now because it's too new. That's why I don't support the mandates. And I think mandating something, I think there's something fundamentally un-American about mandating something about which, A, people don't think they have enough information. B, people have legitimate religious reasons for objecting to. And number three, people have legitimate health reasons for objecting to it. I mean, if you're immunocompromised, some of you literally cannot get the vaccine, or so you tell me. But anyway, I had it, the COVID. I had the Moderna. And I got the COVID, and frankly, the acute stage of COVID was nothing. It was basically a very mild to almost moderate cold and 2 days of feeling very unwell. But the surprise, surprise, what happened to me, and you might have had a totally different reaction, and that's cool, the fatigue. Now, the fatigue situation is getting better, all right? It used to be every day I'd hit a wall. Now, every few days I will hit a wall. Like dinner Sunday night, I hit a wall. I had to leave the restaurant, and I thought I could grab a shuttle back to the hotel. I ended up having to walk like a mile and a half back to the hotel. So by the time I got back, I just laid down. I was dead, man. I was done. Not for the night, because I had to see the game that I said I'd never watch again. So anyway, there's that. And also the brain fog, which actually is an everyday thing. I seriously, like, I know it's going to go away, all right? It's not like people on Facebook, oh, you're getting old, Tom. No, this isn't that, because this wasn't happening before COVID, okay? I would never forget the expression ATM, and that's the funniest story I can tell, or at least the one I think is going to resonate most with people, because we're in Ellicottville, and I had sufficient cash, but I'm a big believer, and you can never have too much. So the bank machine thingy. I couldn't think of what it was called. I kept calling it an EMT, you know, an EBT, an EMT. Oh, you mean an ATM? Yeah, that's what I mean. Couldn't think of it. And maybe you've had a similar experience. If you've had any kind of long-term issues after COVID, I'm kind of curious what they were. And right now, I know, and I'm sure you know, most importantly, a lot of people who have somebody with COVID in the house, probably a Delta variant case, highly contagious. How is that working out for you? And how much are you freaked out by somebody with COVID in the house? I suppose your level of being freaked out might depend on whether you're vaccinated, but then again, maybe not. I don't know. I never got that freaked out by COVID. I knew I had it. I was never worried I was going to go to the hospital. It never hit the point where I thought, this is my end. It was at the point where, well, I knew this was going to happen sooner or later, and I know this might sound weird. I'm glad I had it, because in theory, I should have natural immunity to COVID. It shouldn't be an issue for me anymore. I also had the Moderna vaccine. I use the word vaccine with air quotes. All right, let's go to Chris in Lancaster with kind of a different take on this. And this is what I like, people with different takes. 803-0930 is my phone number, *930 on my cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. I'd give you my private cell phone number, but everybody else has it. Here's Chris. Hello.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Yes, sir.
I had, back in March, me, my disabled mother, and my sister went and got our first, and then a month later, the second of our Moderna shots. After that, I'd say about within 3 days, I started having slight pressure in my chest, a little bit of some like tingling in my arm, not thinking anything of it. With the way I treat myself with work and everything, it's to be expected I get some wear and tear here and there that hurts, but
okay, I'm sorry, but pain in the chest and tingling in the arm? Any alarm bells going off there?
Oh, it at first, not so much, because it has happened. I am a smoker and all that, too, so, I mean, it comes with the territory, but it ends up getting crazier than that. After the second shot, within that week afterwards, that's when everything started going downhill. I actually went to the hospital because I thought I was having a heart attack.
That's what I thought.
And then it was just, again, with the tightness, the pains, and then the irregular heartbeats. That's the one thing that was happening very often, a couple times a week, especially after any strenuous activity, running.
Okay, question. Did you have a baseline EKG?
No, I did not.
Okay, so I'm going to presume that when you went to the hospital, they did an EKG on you and they said you've got some kind of arrhythmia.
What I did, I probably should have went to that. I went to one of the local like immediate care type places.
All right.
And the doctor came in and maybe spent about a minute or two with me. I described what happened. He asked if I recently had the vaccination. And I said, well, yeah, it was just about a week and a half earlier. And he says, that has something to do with the vaccine. I wouldn't worry about it. It should fade away. And here we are now. It still happens. I can't run. I can't do anything, because then I end up getting that irregular heartbeat, the pressure in my chest, and then
my left arm starts going numb, and now I'm wondering, is it just that the routine, or is it one of these days am I going to actually have a heart attack and not think anything of it, and then I'm going to end up dropping dead?
Well, let's see. What would be the logical thing you could do right now that would put your mind at ease?
Well, I would the hospital, go to see a cardiologist, all of the above, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, let me just say this, and again, I will preface this by saying I'm not a doctor, but if this was happening to me, I would probably go to BGH Gates, and I would explain the symptoms, because what you told me, I mean, even though you say you run, you're a smoker. You don't eat real well, if I heard you correctly. Do you have a family history of heart disease?
A little bit, yep.
Yeah. I mean, to me, you don't mess around with the heart, dude. And maybe it's a coincidence that this happened after you got the vaccine. Maybe it's not. I have no idea. But take it from me, as somebody who was really stupid when he had his heart attack, if you can avoid the open heart by getting stents, do that. If I were you, like today, I would be going to the hospital and getting at least, you know, an angiogram or an EKG, you know, have them figure out what's going on. Maybe, I think your body might be trying to tell you something there, bro.
I think so, too.
And I will tell you that before I had the major, awesomely massive heart attack, I had some of the same symptoms that you are having right now, and I totally denied them. So I would not mess around with this. I mean, you've got people who depend on you, right?
Yep.
Yeah, like your disabled mother and your wife?
No wife, just other family members and close friends.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, I think the responsible thing for me to tell you is, as somebody who has been there, I know that being in a hospital right now is probably the last place you want to be, but the absolute place last you want to be is in the Sunday Buffalo News obits.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you on that.
Yeah, I'd get it checked out, and I wouldn't wait for a cardiologist. I'd go to the ER and say, I've been having these problems. And the way the ER is, you go there today, and probably by next Thursday, they'll see you. I've heard horror stories.
I'll get in there, and I'll find out what's going on. And if you'd like, I can call back with a follow-up if it was vaccine-related or whatnot.
If it was vaccine-related, they're never going to tell you. The only thing they're going to tell you is, I mean, my guess is they're going to run an EKG on you. And if you're having chest pains, they'll probably want to do an angiogram. I'd insist on an angiogram. Even if you're not having chest pains, say you're having chest pains so they do the angiogram.
Alrighty.
Say you're having chest pains.
All right.
That way you get the angiogram. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I mean, I don't mean to be an idiot here, but, you know, sometimes I talk about what I went through in 2017, and then I get emails for weeks afterwards. Thanks for saying that. You saved my life. You saved my husband's life. But the fact of the matter is, months before the horrible heart attack, I had symptoms like that guy had when I was snorkeling in the Bahamas. And I was snorkeling, and I got winded, and something didn't feel right in my chest, and I thought that it was just because I'd been partying so much, but it wasn't. It wasn't that. It was the beginning of the symptoms that would result in the quad bypass. I mean, frankly, even at that point, they would have had to have done the bypass. The blockages were so great. But, anytime you start feeling tightness in your chest and a tingling in your arm, you don't mess around with that. You get yourself to a hospital and look up the symptoms of heart attacks. They're different a lot of times for men and women. And one of the things that I overlooked conveniently was the impending sense of doom. Sorry, remember the COVID brain fog? Hey, is Bowerly. Okay, so a couple of things. You had COVID. You had maybe a breakthrough case of COVID. How bad was it? But more importantly, do you have lingering effects from COVID? Now, our last call thinks he has lingering effects from the vaccine. Maybe he does. I don't know. But he sounded an awful lot like I did when I was in denial about what was happening to my body, which almost resulted in my permanent vacation, which would not have been probably a lot of fun. And like with me, it's the memory loss. That is the it's short-term memory. That's like it's wild. And this is why I really don't smoke weed. I mean, this must be what some of my friends go through every single day. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. What is your long-term situation? I can't believe, what, we've had one call today? I forget. Have we had a call today from anybody who's living in a house right now where some family member has COVID, and how is that segregation working out for you? I think if you're in a house with somebody with COVID, it is so difficult to not be exposed to it. And I've said this before, I think sooner or later, everybody is going to be exposed to COVID. And if you're lucky, you'll have minor acute symptoms like I did. And if you're luckier, you won't even have any long-haul symptoms like the ones that I have and some of our listeners have had. Here is Laura in Buffalo. Laura, thanks for holding. You're on WBEN.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, what's your story, dear?
So I had COVID about 90 days ago or so, and my long-term symptoms, well, I had like COVID fatigue, COVID brain, and hair loss.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I've heard of hair loss being that's horrible, especially for a lady. Is it coming back?
Yeah, I'm just losing it like a lot at a time. It's kind of nerve-wracking.
Wow. I don't even know what to tell you about that. What do your doctors say?
Not really anything. There's not much I can do because it's not just necessarily a side effect of COVID. It's just like any illness or anything like you could have had in the past. So, I mean, there's not much I can do, but...
All right, so talk to us. I don't know if I've done a good job describing brain fog from COVID. You know, people say, oh, you're getting old. No, because this was a sudden marked departure from the normality of my brain. Those words have never been used in one sentence before. but the... situation with you. Do you have any anecdotes you could share, like my ATM anecdote?
No, but at work, I just remember I had to write everything down that I was doing, that I had to do, just because, I mean, within 5 seconds, I could forget what I was doing or, like, the people I were talking to, like, what they were saying. Like, it was strange.
No, it's COVID brain. And how are you doing now 90 days out?
I'm pretty good. The fatigue is mostly gone. The brain fog only lasted about a month or so after. But, I mean, other than the hair, everything else is pretty good.
Well, you know, it's such a weird disease because it affects people, even long-term, in so many different ways. You're the first person that's called into the show that has talked about hair loss. And I know that that can happen with people, but... You know, like I say, we all have our own unique prism through which we view COVID. And to me, it's the fatigue, which you had, the brain fog, which you had, and the added wonderful complication of losing your hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I had that, and my mom, who had it at the same time, is losing her hair, and then my sister had it at the same time, still doesn't have taste or smell. So it's strange how we're all... different with
that. Yeah, and I never lost my taste or smell, which presupposes I've ever had a sense of taste whatsoever. I thank you very much, Laura, and good luck. I hope your hair stops falling out.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Anybody else out there with losing hair? I mean, I lost a ton of hair over the summer because I prostituted myself out to be a background extra in the Cabrini movie. And my daughter was nice enough to send me the Dutch Boy paint logo and say, hey, Dad, here, it's you, younger. And then I disinherited her. It is Bowerly for...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.